WMAL News at 7, I'm Heather Curtis. He says he's sorry, but the calls for Governor Ralph Northam to resign over a racist photo are growing, and they're even coming from his own party. Last night, Northam posted a video on Twitter admitting he was one of the people in the photo, which showed a person in blackface and another wearing a KKK hood next to his picture in his medical school yearbook from 1984.
That photo and the racist and offensive attitudes it represents does not reflect that person I am today or the way that I have conducted myself as a soldier, a doctor, and a public servant. I am deeply sorry.
But people from both sides of the aisle are rejecting that apology. The NAACP, former Governor Terry McAuliffe, and the Virginia House Democrats are just some of those calling for Northam to resign. So is Virginia GOP Chair Jack Wilson.
It's just not enough. It's not acceptable. And clearly we cannot establish a double standard. If this were a Republican governor, the calls for his resignation would be fast and furious and widespread.
But in the video, Northam says he will work to regain people's trust through the remainder of his term. And this video comes after Northam made comments earlier this week supporting late-term abortion, seemingly in favor of it even after a baby's born. Pro-life groups infuriated by the comments and a bill to loosen some restrictions on late-term abortions rallying in Virginia today. The rally was supposed to come before a town hall held by the state delegate who proposed the bill, Kathy Tran, and other state legislators. That town hall's been postponed over safety concerns, but the rally's a no-go. Marjorie Dannenfelser with the Susan B. Anthony List tells WMAL's Mornings on the Mall.
What she's doing is really wildly out of step with Democrats, pro-choice people, just regular old people.
After the backlash started, Tran said in a video this week,
I've heard from many women in my district and across Virginia who support my efforts to
The pro-life groups will rally at noon in Lorton. And as the controversy over abortion continues in Virginia, a pregnancy center was vandalized early yesterday morning. You Hate Women and Fake were spray-painted on the Pregnancy Center of Culpeper. The Christian nonprofit's website says it's dedicated to women and families facing unplanned pregnancy and does not perform or refer for abortions. President Trump's pulling the plug on a nuclear arms treaty with Russia. He says the country's violating the 1987 Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty.
NATO said in a statement that America's allies support the decision, but urged Russia to take the next 6 months to return to full and verifiable compliance to preserve the treaty. Some U.S. officials who've advocated an exit from the treaty say it also allows China to gain a military advantage while constraining the U.S. The U.S. will suspend the pact on Saturday and formally withdraw in 6 months if Russia does not return to compliance. In Washington, I'm Karen Kafa.
Nine illegal immigrants detained in an ICE facility in El Paso say they're being force-fed while they're on a hunger strike. ICE said yesterday the illegal immigrants are being hydrated and fed against their will under court orders. In a statement, ICE said it fully respects the rights of all people to voice their opinions without interference. And in sports, the Caps beat the Flames 4-3, and tonight the Wizards take on the Bucks at 7. WMAL traffic and weather next.
If you've got an Amazon Echo, you've got a new way to listen to WMAL.
This is huge news.
Hear Mornings on the Mall. Chris Plant, Rush Limbaugh, Larry O'Connor, Mark Levin, and more.
Listen to this.
For one-time setup, say, Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Once your device is enabled, just say, Alexa, play WMAL.
It's really that simple.
However you connect, getting breaking news and the inside story has never been easier.
Isn't that kind of fun?
Get all the details at WMAL.com.
Texting enrolls for alerts and offers via automatic text message. Message and data rates may apply.
Has dinner got you down? Sick of awful frozen meals or unhealthy fast food? Don't despair, because Martha Stewart is doing a free taste test, giving away three full-size meals from her new meal kit delivery service, Martha and Marley Spoon. All fresh ingredients with Martha's delicious and easy recipes. You're eating in just 30 minutes. To be part of Martha's at-home taste test and get three free meals, be one of the first 100 people to text the word FEED to 246810. It's so easy. Text us now. Martha and Marley Spoon meals are easy, simple, and delicious. And right now, Martha wants you to enjoy three of her best 30-minute meals for free so you can save time and enjoy eating dinner again. To be part of Martha's at-home taste test and get your three free meals, be one of the first 100 people to text FEED to 246810. That's FEED to 246810. FEED to 246810.
The Retirement Key with Abish Shelley, Abish of Abish Financial Services.
Saturdays at 2 on WMAL.
WMAL weather from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We've got some good news if you're sitting on 395 northbound as you approach the 14th Street Bridge. Accident is now clear. All lanes are open, but you still may find a few delays as you approach the 14th Street Bridge traveling on 395 northbound. The exit ramp is closed and the outer loop of the Beltway to go southbound on Branch Avenue. You cannot access that ramp because of an accident. On the outer loop of the Beltway between 29 and Georgia Avenue, we have an accident that has your right and left shoulder blocked there. And on 66 in Virginia eastbound at the Beltway, accident has the left center lane, the right center lane, and the right lane blocked. And you will find delays traveling eastbound on 66 before the Beltway. I'm Christine, now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Patchy fog this morning, otherwise mostly sunny, a high near 40 degrees. Right now, 15 in Washington. I'm Heather Curtis on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur. Doing payroll is no longer a headache for our customer, Jeff.
I've used various payroll providers in the past, and none can hold a candle to Patriot Software. Their software is ridiculously easy to use. The support staff is knowledgeable and courteous. I am very excited that Patriot Software files my tax forms for me, not just providing the forms like other payroll companies do. As a business owner, managing payroll has been a long-time headache that I no longer struggle with thanks to Patriot Software. I definitely rate your company 5 out of 5 stars.
Go to PatriotSoftware.com to get your payroll pricing for up to 100 employees. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
PatriotSoftware.com. Accounting and payroll. Keep your time and money.
Now, the Saturday morning update. AM 630.
It is a Saturday morning update. It's Super Bowl weekend. I'm Rick Fowler. John Gizzi joins us. He's the White House correspondent and chief political columnist at Newsmax.com, actually joining us from New England this morning. And John, great to have you with us.
Great to be here, Rick. Thank you for having me. And I'd like to say, if you like the cold in the Washington, D.C. area, you'll love Connecticut.
Cold in Connecticut, but the heat is on in Virginia on Governor Ralph Northam. A growing tide of calls for his resignation after a photo depicting two men, one in a Ku Klux Klan robe and another in blackface, appeared on a medical school yearbook that was his yearbook page. He posted a video on Twitter last night to apologize, but indicates that he plans to serve his term out. You've seen controversies like this in the past. Put this one in perspective for us.
Well, I think this is a tremendous embarrassment to Governor Northam, and I have seen around the country bringing back racially tinged jokes that were told a quarter century ago, or appearances in blackface, which forced the resignation of one elected official who had a party after a hurricane and arrived in blackface saying he was a victim of the hurricane. Within 48 hours of the release of that picture, his resignation was tendered. Will Ralph Northam be forced to resign because of the appearance of the Ku Klux Klan hood or the appearance in blackface in his medical school yearbook? Probably not. The governor of Virginia serves one 4-year term, the only governor in the nation serving such a term, and Democrats are delighted to hold the patronage and the power in Richmond that Northam represents. He did some apologizing and instead referred to his record as a veteran, as a physician, and as a public servant, and said this reflects the man that he is, not what he felt was humor in 1984. Now, is this going to come up again? You bet it is. Governor Pete Ricketts of Nebraska, the chairman of the Republican Governors Association, denounced the appearances in the yearbook and called on Governor Northam to resign. Other Republicans are weighing in, seeing how jokes and photographs and what they considered harmless ruined some in their ranks. For my part, I would like to hear what Justin Fairfax, the lieutenant governor and himself a black man has to say about all this. This is someone who would not sit in the presiding officer's chair in the Virginia Senate when they were honoring Robert E. Lee. Northam also is someone who in last year's campaign called for taking down all of the Confederate statues honoring Stonewall Jackson, Robert E. Lee, and other Virginians. Maybe he'll be a little bit more quiet about passing judgment on them as he looks deeply into his own soul and heart. I hope he does.
Sure. We're talking about Republicans, but...
And we can say, but John, some Democrats are calling right now for his resignation, including presidential candidates. For my part, I'd have to say we're going to get on a very slippery slope if we start judging people by a joke they told, a costume they may have worn, when it's all a quarter century or so in the past. Today, many movies and books feature language that is, shall we say, insulting to black Americans and other minorities. Just last week, I saw a movie with the great actor Walter Huston, himself a liberal Democrat, in which he uses the phrase, mighty white of you, something no one would say today. Does that mean that Huston was a racist in his day or somehow a phony as a liberal? No, of course not. But again, when we start judging people by things they said or how they dressed in the past, we wonder, what kind of a future are we going to have with our politicians?
John, we're 2 weeks away from February 15th, and of course that is the next date for government funding. The president not seeing any progress with Nancy Pelosi and basically not holding out a lot of hope that the Democrats and Republicans on the committee working together will actually get anywhere closer to border wall funding. Where do you see the president going in terms of the national emergency? What are the pros and cons?
Let's put it on the table. Pelosi, Schumer, and company are not going to relent on anything with the W word, wall, in it, because Donald Trump owns that word when it comes to border security. The president, in turn, will not yield on what is his signature campaign promise to build that wall. So here we have the impasse coming up again on February 15th. Rather than let the government be shut down again and do shutdown of 19 2.0, President Trump, in all likelihood, will declare the state of emergency, move money around in the Homeland Security or defense budgets, and have the Army Corps of Engineers putting shovels to the ground and starting construction on his wall. Shortly after that, he will also be fighting a defensive battle in courts as the governors of California and New Mexico are almost sure to challenge him on the legal front. Even some Republicans are a tad nervous about declaring a state of emergency. Senator Roy Blunt of Missouri, for example, said he agreed completely with the president on the need for border security and having the border policed and secured. On the other hand, he doesn't believe that declaring a state of emergency is the way to do it, saying a Democratic president I may disagree with will just as easily declare a state of emergency on another issue. I asked Press Secretary Sarah Sanders about this at the briefing on Monday and whether the president was aware of the criticism from some of his own on the Republican right, and she said the president will do what he feels is right to give Americans security, period. He's going to declare the state of emergency.
And we will continue our conversation with John Gizzi, get the very latest on Venezuela and the United States response. That's coming up next. But first, a check of the traffic and weather. Christine Eads is in the WMAL Traffic Center this morning.
Good news if you're traveling on 395 northbound. The accident on the 14th Street Bridge has been cleared. All lanes are open and there are no delays. 395 actually looks good in both directions, northbound and southbound from the Springfield Interchange as you make your way to the 14th Street Bridge. Keep in mind, though, the HOV lanes are closed for construction in both directions. 66 eastbound at the Beltway. We still have that accident. Only your right lane is shut down, but we have police, fire, and rescue on the scene, so a lot of activity there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, it's a bit different than we've been used to recently. We're looking for sunshine today with a high of 42, overnight lows to 28. Tomorrow, look for cloudy skies in the morning, sunshine in the afternoon, high to 51. Sunny on Monday, high 56. Tuesday, partly cloudy, high 63. And clouds on Wednesday with a high of 47. Right now in Washington, 16 degrees, headed to 42. 7:16 Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
The Saturday morning update continues, as does our conversation with John Gizzi, White House correspondent and chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. John, it's been a fascinating rollout so far of the Democratic 2020 presidential contenders, including Cory Booker's announcement on Friday. Then you pour the former Starbucks CEO into the mix, Howard Schultz. And we've got a very interesting race, and we're almost 2 years out.
We certainly do. And as it was with the Republicans in 2016, the race for 2020 seems so winnable for the Democrats that everyone who thinks he or she can win is in the race. And this is from the openly gay mayor of South Bend, Indiana, to the former Housing and Urban Development Secretary under Barack Obama, to Senator Kamala Harris of California, and very likely to other candidates we have not even thought of yet, among them former Attorney General Eric Holder. My guess is it will be a crowded field, but it will winnow down in short order. The mayor of South Bend, Indiana, could just as easily run for governor. Colorado's former governor, John Hickenlooper, could easily run for a very vulnerable Senate seat, and the field will be much smaller than we read in the daily papers. Regarding Howard Schultz, I am one of those who takes his candidacy very seriously, and I'll tell you why based on something a prominent Republican told me. John Kasich, former governor of Ohio, past presidential candidate, said that while he would remain a Republican, if you saw a moderate independent with a lot of money deciding to run as an insurgent candidate, that millionaire moderate would do very, very well. And this is Kasich talking, not moi. My guess is that if Howard Schultz were to get on the ballot in all 50 states, something his money could easily buy, present himself as a moderate with a touch of true independent spunk in it. He hasn't voted nearly half the times he's been eligible and is the first to admit it, and he feels he left the Democratic Party because it is too far to the left. If he continues that kind of talk, he'll pull a lot of people over from both major parties. I would say to Democrats and Republicans, write off Howard Schultz at your own risk. And just remember something. On one particular day, he had one Starbucks store in existence. The next day, he had thousands. The man can surprise you.
Donald Trump sure surprised him.
Mm-hmm. What more can I say?
I know you've been following the situation in Venezuela very closely. You were at the briefing with the National Security Advisor, John Bolton, earlier in the week. You asked him a couple of questions. There are a number of angles to this story, not only the Maduro angle of trying to retain his power, but there are reports of 25,000 Cuban troops in Venezuela, and that's caught the eye of John Bolton.
Indeed. There have been widespread reports of 25,000 Cuban troops and secret police in Venezuela, and this is a clear violation of the Charter of the Organization of American States, the OAS, Chapter 4, Article 21, which forbids troops of a foreign nation in any sovereign country. And I brought this to the attention of National Security Advisor Bolton, who cited a previous speech by Secretary of State Pompeo. Pompeo at that point called on the nations of the OAS to reject Havana and its approaches to Venezuela. He said the administration was going to go even farther than that, and that they were well aware of what is going on in Venezuela vis-a-vis the Cuban troops and plan to tighten the screws. Now, we will see if it actually comes to this and just how the U.S. can approach a country it barely has any contact with about pulling its forces out of Venezuela. This is a very interesting development, and we haven't heard the last of it.
John Gizzi, White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. John, as always, thank you very much for the insight.
Well, thank you. And as Rick said earlier, I am in Connecticut, not just because I'm a fanatic about cold weather, but today I went back to prepare the estate of my late father, Al Gizzi, for its dissolution and for moving on. The fact is that it's a poignant time to do it. Yesterday, February 1st, my dad would have been 98 years old. And as I look around at his home, his possessions, his photographs with my mother, to whom he was married for 69 years until her death 4 years earlier, I have to say, I miss you, Dad, but I know you're looking down at all of us, smiling.
Thank you, John. 7:22, Saturday morning update on WMAL. Up next, we will go live to Atlanta. Clayton Neville is there. We'll get a preview of the Super Bowl, and we'll cover a lot of the controversial news that's been coming out of Atlanta and the Super Bowl this week. That's next.
At the Big Screen Store, it's game on. Get 10% cash back on Samsung QLED TVs. Whoa. That's up to $450 in savings, plus guaranteed delivery before the big game. The Big Screen Store. At the Big Screen Store, our prices beat Best Buy and online guaranteed. Plus, we double the Samsung warranty, and you get delivery and installation installed by pros on your schedule. Not even Amazon can do that. The Big Screen Store. At the Big Screen Store, big game savings start now. Get three Samsung 4K TVs, 75-inch, 65-inch, and 50-inch. All three just $19.99. Whoa, only at the Big Screen Store. At the Big Screen Store, it's game on. Get 10% cash back on Samsung QLED TVs. Whoa. That's up to $450 in savings, plus guaranteed delivery before the big game. The Big Screen Store.
It is the Saturday morning update. It is Groundhog Day. It is Super Bowl weekend, and it is the State of the Union pre-Super weekend. Whatever. We head live now to Atlanta. Our own Clayton Neville is there this morning covering the Super Bowl. And Clayton, first off, great to have you with us. Thanks for joining us.
Appreciate it. Glad to be there.
All right. So, normally when it's Super Bowl Sunday, we're talking about the ads, and there have been airings of the ads, and talking about light stuff, and talking about the game, and you're talking about the quarterbacks and the teams. This week, out of Atlanta, we've had stories of a sex trafficking bust. We've got the controversy surrounding the halftime show. Cardi B says she turned down an offer because she wanted to support the ex-NFL player Colin Kaepernick. We've got Maroon 5 and that canceled press conference, and people are suggesting that the members of Maroon 5 and Adam Levine should be taking a knee in the Super Bowl halftime show. Security is a big issue. We're not talking about football.
Not yet. Maybe that'll come Sunday, but at this point, we're not there yet. There is some speculation about the game and all that kind of stuff, but right now, sex trafficking, social injustices, and security seem to be the three hot topics going on around here. More than 30 people arrested in a sex trafficking bust 2 days ago. This is something that the Department of Homeland Security said from the beginning they were going to crack down on. And we saw it already with more than 30 arrests. And you know, this is something that happens a lot when it comes to these type of events. These sex traffickers focus on these type of events. And Homeland Security knew about it. Atlanta Police Department knew about it. And they said they weren't going to tolerate it.
All right, so Adam Levine was on Entertainment Tonight. That was the only interview he has done about the Super Bowl. What happened on the press conference? I mean, normally there is a press conference late in the week, and they bring in the entertainers for the halftime show, but that got canceled. Why?
Yeah, you know, Adam Levine and Maroon 5 said they didn't want to do it. You know, they've gotten a lot of heat over doing this halftime show, accepting this gig. And in fact, Levine said in the interview that he did do with Entertainment Tonight that he's ready for this controversy to be over. He's ready to move on from this. The only thing that he hinted at as far as the halftime show is concerned, he was asked if the people who feel like they've been affected by social injustices, if they will be represented at all during the halftime show. All he said is he didn't want to give away too much because it would spoil the show. So hinting at that he might do something. But other than that, we have no idea as to why. You know, again, this is something that's out of the ordinary for the band that's going to play in the halftime show to cancel their press conference. And again, it's that controversy that you're talking about in a week that's usually celebratory. You have bands that are performing, canceling press conferences. And it's just because of the grief that the band has been getting for accepting this. You know, there's been 10,000 signatures for Maroon 5 on an online petition to back out of this. They said that they weren't going to. They committed to doing this. Adam Levine said this is like the top gig in the music industry, and why would he cancel it? So we'll see if he has something that he's going to pull out of his pocket, if it's taking a knee, if it's doing something else to recognize people affected by social injustice. We'll just have to wait till Sunday to find out.
Well, not only controversy, but normally when you see the security news stories during Super Bowl week, generally they're all kind of upbeat and, hey, we've got it covered. But this week there have been drones flying around within the perimeter. That's caused problems, and that's been getting a lot of attention.
Yeah, and that was cut off as far as Thursday, as far as drones flying anywhere near the stadium. And on Sunday, it's going to be a 30-mile perimeter. Right now, it's at just over a mile, I believe, but they have enacted a no-fly zone for any drones. And, of course, if they find one, that's a serious crime. Yeah, you know, the drones, there's no idea as to what they're doing. I don't think that they were going to cause any harm, but there's always speculation that they could. So the Homeland Security wanted to cut that off as quick as they could. You know, there's been helicopters flying overhead for the last 3 days that I've been here on a pretty consistent basis. There are federal agents or Atlanta police or security on every block. There are more than 100 canine officers regularly patrolling the area. It is an extremely heavy police presence.
Okay, let's talk football for a minute. It's the young guns versus the old guard. You've got Brady and Belichick versus McVay and Goff. And what's the vibe? What's the feeling? Is it going to be the veterans pulling this one out or the young guns?
You know, of course it depends on who you talk to, but the Patriots were the underdogs coming into this season as far as the Super Bowl is concerned. I think a lot of people thought the Rams might get here. But now that the Patriots are here, a lot of people are having trouble doubting Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. They've made it again. But, you know, they've been to 9 Super Bowls together. They have lost some of them. So I think a lot of people are anticipating a close game. I've talked to some people who feel like this could be a passing of the torch. You know, the old guys, Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, to McVay and Goff. But, of course, if the Patriots win the Super Bowl, there will be no torch to be passed. They're still going strong. I talked to a Patriots fan who said that he's thought about going to these 9 Super Bowls, but decided, you know what, he was going to pay the $1,000 to go this year because he was afraid that it wouldn't happen again. So I think they're getting to that point in New England, but at the same time, I think their expectations are to win the game.
And there are still people talking about the lawsuit over that muffed call by the refs. That's still kind of hanging over the Super Bowl as well, isn't it?
Yeah, I saw a lady yesterday that said we were robbed. She had a New Orleans Saints jersey on, and she was walking up and down the streets of Atlanta. Of course, the Rams fans weren't pleased with that, but there's been a lot of talk about that. That lawsuit was rejected by a U.S. district judge. No surprise there. I don't think anybody thought it would actually hold up. But there's been a lot of talk here in Atlanta about that play, and if the pass interference would have been called, would it be New Orleans that was here? And if it was New Orleans that was here, how would that affect things? You know, New Orleans is just a skip and a jump from Atlanta, so would there be even more people here? Would the economy have been affected even more? There's a lot of talk and speculation about it, a lot of what-ifs still from that New Orleans game.
All right, let's leave it on a positive note. There is one non-controversial thing that will happen at the Super Bowl tomorrow evening that I think everyone will enjoy, and that will be the national anthem and who is performing.
Yes, Gladys Knight. And you know what? I spoke with the Thunderbirds, who is the Air Force squad that is going to be flying over, doing the flyover, right when she says Brave, right when Brave comes out of her mouth at the end of the national anthem, the Thunderbirds are going to fly over. They told me all of the specifics of what goes into the flyover. Really neat. We'll have stories on that through the weekend. But, yeah, she's going to perform. That's expected to be one of the highlights, as you said.
Clayton Neville live in Atlanta for us this morning. Thank you, Clayton. Enjoy the Super Bowl.
Okay, thanks.
News is next. Then we're back with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer and Cheryl Atkinson.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Get your shot at $1,000. Four times a day. 4K a day on WMAL. A Cumulus station. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. I'm Heather Curtis. People from both sides of the aisle rejecting Governor Ralph Northam's apology and demanding he resign. Yesterday, Northam admitted he was in a photo which showed a person in blackface standing next to someone in a KKK hood. Northam has not said which person he is in the picture from his 1984 medical school yearbook. Virginia GOP Chair Jack Wilson.
It doesn't matter which one he is. Both are an absolutely disgraceful, and he needs to resign immediately.
Joining in that call, the NAACP, the Virginia Legislative Black Caucus, and the Virginia House Democrats. But Northam doesn't seem to have any plans to resign. In a video posted on Twitter yesterday, he says,
I have spent the past year as your governor fighting for a Virginia that works better for all people. I am committed to continuing that fight through the remainder of my term.
In other news, you won't have to pay to take a toll on I-81 in Virginia, at least not for now. This week, legislators shot down a plan to add tolls to I-81 to foot the bill for $2 billion in upgrades designed to improve safety and traffic flow. Lots of pomp and circumstance in DuPont Circle this morning over a stuffed groundhog. Our city's silly spin on Punxsutawney Phil will be making his weather prediction at 8:30 this morning.
We'll have top hats, we'll have coffee, we'll have cookies. We'll have polka dancers.
President of the DuPont Festival, Aaron Deneau. If the taxidermy groundhog sees his shadow, we'll allegedly get six more weeks of winter. And after the freezing week we've had, Potomac Phil will probably get lots of enemies. In sports, the Caps beat the Flames 4-3. Tonight, the Wizards take on the Bucks at 7. Traffic and weather next on WMAL.
You may have heard that Online Trading Academy is offering a free 3-hour investing class to help you kick the new year off right. Maybe you're saying to yourself, I don't have time for that. Well, let's see. What else can you do in 3 hours? You could clean your closet, you could play a round of golf, or you could attend one of their free classes where you can learn how to earn income in the market and achieve a life of financial freedom. In this free class, Online Trading Academy will show you how to generate income by identifying low-risk, high-reward opportunities. They'll even show you how to avoid making the two most common mistakes that investors make all the time. Don't miss out on 3 hours that can change everything. It's a new year, and you owe it to yourself to get this right. Call 877-304-TRADE. That's 877-304-TRADE, or register online at otaclass.com. Call now and they will send you home with a free investor kit just for attending. It's 877-304-TRADE, 877-304-TRADE, or otaclass.com.
It's 7:33 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather. Here's Christine Eads in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Stay alert in Maryland as you travel on the inner loop of the Beltway before 355, exit 34. Accidents been moved over to the left shoulder. Same thing on the outer loop of the Beltway between Colesville Road and Georgia Avenue. Accident sits on your right and left shoulder through there. On the inner loop of the Beltway at Pennsylvania Avenue, we have a new accident. Everything moved over to the left shoulder and no real delays. In Laurel on the BW Parkway southbound between 197 and Powder Mill Road, stay alert for an accident. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Patchy fog this morning, otherwise mostly sunny, high near 40. Right now, 20 degrees in Washington. I'm Heather Curtis on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
I started my business in 1986 and began paying employees. I would handwrite checks and say, "Here you go. Don't cash it until Tuesday." That came to a screeching halt when a teenage employee said his dad wanted to see his pay stub. "Pay stub? We don't have pay stubs. Get back to work." He said, "Dad works for the government, and state law requires I receive a pay stub." Uh-oh. Hi, I'm Mike Kappel, CEO of Patriot Software. After many emergency calls, I learned how to correctly withhold payroll taxes and create pay stubs. I avoided handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit that day, barely. That's why I created Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll taxes correctly with pay stubs. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did it become okay for men to be lazier, softer, fatter? We need to bring the men of this country back to greatness. And it's easier than ever with Ageless Male Max, a patent-pending formula with an ingredient that helps boost your total testosterone, promoting greater increases in muscle size and twice the reduction of body fat percentage than exercise alone. Plus, an amazing 64% increase in nitric oxide, which can be handy in the gym and in the bedroom. Take your manhood to the max by trying your first 30-day bottle free. Just pay shipping and handling. Not 10 days, not 15 days, but a full 30-day supply free. When you text the word FAST to 797979. Finally, a formula that boosts total testosterone. If your results with Ageless Male Max are too intense, please decrease use. For your free bottle, text FAST to 797979. Text FAST to 797979.
This is the Saturday Morning Update on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
7:36 Saturday Morning Update. We are joined by Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. He is the acting president at the London Center for Policy Research. Tony, great to have you with us.
Hey, Rick, always great to be on. Thanks.
All right. I want to put something in perspective. Donald Trump has been tackling huge problems that the Congress and prior administrations haven't had the courage to confront.
Correct.
The immigration issue. We'll talk in a minute about NATO. But This whole notion of the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty, whenever Donald Trump takes action on things that have been neglected, everybody freaks out. But he is making progress on some of these fronts. Look at North Korea, China. Maybe we're not exactly where we want to be yet, but at least he is tackling problems that no one else has wanted to touch. Tell us about the history of the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty and why he is calling the question.
Well, thanks for having me. Always, it's good to have this detailed discussion of these issues. The INF Treaty was the first of a series of treaties signed by the Reagan administration back in the 80s to reduce tensions between the Russians and the United States. This one in particular eliminated a whole class of nuclear weapons. I was a very young lieutenant back in those days, and I was an intelligence officer working to monitor the Russians coming here to monitor our destruction, our voluntary destruction of weapons, of these intermediate range weapons. These are tactical nukes with a certain range and capability, a lot of cruise missiles. So what happened, Rick, is when this treaty was signed, the U.S. government and the Russian government worked together to eliminate these weapons. So what happened over the past, 40, 50 years, is that people on the Russian side decided, we don't want to abide by the treaty. So what they did was start creating weapons which are banned by the treaty. This has been ongoing for the past 10 years. This didn't happen over the last 6 months. This was an ongoing issue that both the Bush administration became aware of and the Obama administration refused to deal with. So that's what happened. President Trump rolls in. People are aware of this. And he says, why are you letting this happen? What the heck's up with you? And so what we see now is the Pentagon and the State Department, and as you saw, Mike Pompeo made the announcement yesterday about us withdrawing. This has been something that's been worked on behind the scenes. And I just tweeted this yesterday at Close of Business. Richard Clark, who was claimed to be someone who designed the treaty, is upset we're walking away from it. The man is a coward. If you cannot put in a treaty and stand by those elements of the treaty that are required to have it enforced, then of course your only option, if the Russians will not deal with you, is to withdraw. So I find it appalling that professionals like Clark, professionals, you know, the air quotations professional like Clark, cannot understand that you have to deal with courage with these sorts of things to get the Russians back in line, or in this case, if they don't get back in line, we start building weapons of that class, because now we are faced with a new set of enemies which are very different than 40 years ago. So that I hope that captures the issue of INF.
All right, let's turn to NATO, because everyone has been flipping out that President Trump is going to pull us out of NATO, and there was even legislation overwhelmingly in the House that would tie Trump's hands if he ever wanted to pull the U.S. out of NATO. Well, that's the fear, that's the worry. But the NATO Secretary, General Jens Stoltenberg, said on Sunday he does not expect the president to withdraw, and said he is committed to NATO, and he's also said that the president has strengthened NATO by pushing members to spend more on their armed forces. Again, another problem that's been there for years that the president is confronting, and everybody flips out, and yet the NATO Secretary General said Trump's done good work on this.
Yeah, look, I was talking to one of the most senior DOD officials on this issue yesterday, and he said flat out that there's no doubt that the policy is working, that they, as the senior leaders of the Pentagon, are confident that the new resources being put into NATO is actually effectively, not on paper, but effectively adding resources to strengthen NATO. I actually drafted an op-ed on this. It should be out soon. But, Rick, you know, look, the proof's in the pudding. You see action taken on things that the previous administration was failing to do. In this case, we're talking about a net reestablishment of peace for NATO to be a real fighting organization. No small thing. And so, again, you know, nobody's giving him credit on this, but clearly the people I deal with and talk to at Department of Defense feel that this is a very, very positive step.
All right. There is talk this week of a peace plan for Afghanistan that would involve peace with the Taliban. And is there any reason to believe that after decades of turmoil there, we saw what happened with the Russians, we've seen what happened with our presence there, could there actually be peace?
There's going to be as much of a peace as ever can have. You can have with, you know, a land that essentially is stuck in the 10th century. You're never going to be able to turn Kabul into, you know, Miami, Florida. It's just not in the cards. We're not going to force a people that live in mountains who can barely enumerate to 20 to basically have fealty to a central government. What we can do is make sure that there will be no longer threats of terrorism, terrorist camps in that region. And the Taliban are a regional they're all Pashto. The government of Afghanistan is mostly Pashto. The Taliban are mostly Pashto. This is a difference of essentially opinion in many ways that we've been trying to work through. So, yeah, I think we are on the right path. A lot of us have said negotiated end is the only way to end it. We've talked about my book, Operation Darkheart, the Path to Victory. This is the way you do it. You basically, you're not going to rule the country. So this is the best way to do it, and I think we may see peace within a couple of years, and as long as we're not the issue, I think it'll be fine.
All right, Syria is another one of those hot spots that the president has taken another approach to. The Inspector General coming out with a report on ISIS in Syria, and what are you hearing about that? What will it mean, if anything?
Well, Syria is even more complex than Afghanistan, but what we've seen now is essentially working through our proxies, the ability to start making sure that governance, and this is the key, Rick, governance is what's going to have to occur to make sure we don't have terror organizations being able to come back in behind us. We're working through a series of proxies and partners to make sure that that's going to be what happens. So it's not an easy thing, but I do believe we're going to be working well to get through that.
All right. And finally, Venezuela.
Yeah.
John Bolton has been watching this very carefully for years, and now he is looking at reports of Cuba having 25,000 troops and special police there. That certainly adds to the complexity of the situation in Venezuela.
Cuba has been much more behind the scenes being troublesome than we've been publicly reporting, and I do agree with John on this issue. However, we got Turkey in there now, we got Russia in there, and we got China. They're all essentially doing what they can to leverage the situation for their own benefit. This is a very, we don't want to see Venezuela turn into Syria, but that's what our adversaries would like to see. A lot of competing things going on down there. I got a series of briefings on this past week. So suffice to say that I think we are better off in some ways regarding the understanding of what's going on. I think we're making progress, and we have some options which are not military. I can tell you for a fact that the last thing we want to do is put military forces in there. That is not the first option. It's always an option, but not the best. But I think we do understand the drivers, and we are obviously supporting what we believe to be the legitimate president of Venezuela, who we want to have come in and who essentially has been voted in by the people. And Maduro needs to leave, and we're pushing for that.
All right. It's basically a standoff at this point. Right. What do you see as events that could take place that would actually determine who the future leader is?
Well, there's three things. First, how the military jumps. That's going to be key. We have to remember that Maduro essentially has been able to maintain control by the fact he's a strongman. Secondly, we have regional partners we're working for. Again, we have been able to, I think, marshal a very strong group behind the scenes who really do want to see the best for Venezuela. And, you know, they have neighbors, Colombia and other countries down there who are really working very well with us, and I think that'll be a very effective thing. And third, it's just we have to remember the people of Venezuela have to vote in their own interests. I mean, these guys were reelected, you know, Maduro and Chavez were all elected by the people of Yugoslavia. And I think, you know, as much as they were deceived by them, it's time for them to stand up and really push them out. So I think those three things are going to be the most important factors as we walk through the next couple of weeks on this.
Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer at the London Center for Policy Research. Tony, as always, thank you for the insight.
All right. Hey, thanks, Rick. Thanks for having me. Take care.
You bet. 7:47, Saturday morning update on WMAL. Check the traffic and weather, then we're back with Cheryl Atkison.
Stay alert traveling on 66 eastbound right before the Beltway. We had a couple of accidents there this morning in the eastbound lanes. It's now only on the right shoulder and in your right lane, but police, fire, and rescue are on the scene. Inside the Beltway, 66 eastbound between 29 Lee Highway and Route 110, accidents been moved over to the right shoulder there as well. And 95 northbound, right at the express lane entrance just north of 610, accident in Stafford also moved over to the right shoulder. 95 looks good as you make your way from Stafford in both directions to the Springfield interchange. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mostly sunny for today with a high of 42. Clouds in the morning tomorrow, and then sunshine in the afternoon will take us to 51 for the high on Sunday. Sunshine Monday up to 56. Cloudy on Tuesday with a high of 63. Back down to 47 for the high on Wednesday. In Washington, 16, heading to 42. 7:48 Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
It is a Saturday morning update on WMAL, and it is great to have you with us on Super Bowl weekend. We are joined by Cheryl Atkison. She hosts Full Measure. That's tomorrow morning at 10 on ABC7. Cheryl, good morning. Great to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
You were in court Tuesday for oral arguments in the appeal of your lawsuit against the Department of Justice and the FBI for government intrusions into your personal computers. This has been an ongoing case. You were in court Tuesday. Tell us what happened.
Well, a three-judge panel listened to our arguments, actually from both sides. I thought they asked fair questions. You can never predict what they're going to do. One of the judges did point out to the Department of Justice, though, that the notion that my case should end over the government computer intrusions because we don't yet have the names of the John Doe federal agents, the judge said, isn't that a little silly since you haven't given any discovery, you the government, and you're the one who has the names. So he basically got our argument, which is how can we get the names before we can get the names? That's one of the key issues here. So, again, there's three judges. There are a lot of issues at play. None of them have to do with the details of the intrusions. These are all about discovery, about immunity by the government. Government officials are afforded broad immunity from lawsuits like mine. We're arguing this fits an exception, but it's an uphill battle. We'll see probably in 2 to 6 months they'll make a ruling on this.
Well, I guess the good news in it is that the case moves forward. So that's a step at least in the right direction.
Yeah, I mean, I'm hoping for the best, but again, it's an uphill battle. There's just no way to know how these judges, this panel of three, which way they'll come down.
You've written a great opinion piece at thehill.com. The headline on it, Guilty Until Proven Innocent is a Dangerous Bylaw. And this whole notion of guilty until proven innocent is something that we're seeing examples of in the major news outlets day in and day out these days.
I mean, I'm really focusing on, we can't control what people do on social media with clips that may be true or false or faked or manipulated or out of context. But we in the news, we have so many examples of jumping to conclusions on information or videos that have led to really bad things. That the first thing we ought to think of before officially reporting a story that quickly is that all this information may come out in an entirely different context. And I kind of in this article give some historical cases that remind us of that. And basically it's a plea that says at least we in the news media, when reporting our stories, ought to be careful not to do the old guilty until proven innocent.
This is not just recent. I mean, you had a situation back when you were at CBS.
There's so many examples. I picked a couple. One was Wen Ho Lee, the poor guy from Taiwan who was fingered incorrectly as being a Chinese spy when I worked at CBS News. And I broke the story that he was not really a suspect. And I also broke the story later that the FBI had lied about his polygraph results, had framed him. He was in solitary confinement until this was revealed. And there were apologies issued and lawsuits had after that. But it was just one example of, hey, the government told people something, the facts looked bad at first blush, and instead of being very, very careful, many in the media just took that as fact. It happened to Richard Jewell at the Olympic game bombing in 1996, you may remember. He was horribly defamed when he was actually a hero. He wasn't responsible for the bombing. He helped move people away. So there's so many instances of this that it's a surprise to me that each time when there is another one like it, that we seem to have not learned our lessons from before.
I want to turn to healthcare costs. It's an issue that Congress has wrestled with for years. A lot of talk, but we see very little action. You have a story on Full Measure tomorrow morning that comes out of Montana that shows it can take just one person to control healthcare costs. Tell us about that story.
This is one of my favorite all-time stories because as a layperson, I have been walking around Washington saying, everybody's talking about insurance and this and that for healthcare costs. Isn't the problem the actual inflated costs of the healthcare? I mean, if everybody has insurance but we're still all paying too much for the healthcare, it doesn't save us any money. And sure enough, this, I'll call her little old lady, she's not much older than I am, but little old lady in Montana who really had the goods in terms of numbers and background, was hired by Montana to fix their failing state health insurance plan. She had 1 year to do it under their law. And she did it, by golly, by doing exactly what we could do but won't, which is find out why hospitals are all paying different amounts, why insurance is letting them, how much do the procedures really cost? Can't we standardize that and give them a good profit, but not these outrageous payments that nobody can even justify? And she took them from something like a $9 million projected deficit into over a $100 million surplus inside of about a year. That's what the insurance company's working against her, the hospital's working against her, and now she's taken on prescription drugs. So this is a great story.
That's tomorrow morning at 10 on ABC7 on Full Measure. Cheryl, as always, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.
We're at 7:55 Saturday morning update on WMAL. And, of course, we've got Garden Sense coming up. And throughout the weekend, we will be covering the very latest on the developments in the controversy surrounding Governor Ralph Northam of Virginia. So stay tuned to WMAL for updates throughout the weekend.
You can now listen to the Real Estate Report at 12:04 p.m. every Thursday and Friday. Here you'll find what's happening in the DMV when it comes to buying and selling homes. This new feature is brought to you by Eric Stewart, the host of Pointing You Home, heard here every Sunday morning. Tune in and listen as Eric shares his experience and knowledge in today's real estate market, buying and selling homes. To learn more or listen to one of Eric's podcasts, just Google the Eric Stewart Group.com. That's the Eric Stewart Group.com.
Now you can listen to WMAL at home, at work, or anywhere in the world on your Amazon Echo device. For one-time setup, say, Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Once that's done, whenever you want to listen, simply say, Alexa, play WMAL. More details at WMAL.com.
Are you using insurance to protect your family? Remember, your insurance needs will change with every change in your finances, especially if you add new assets or take on new debt. This is Simon Hamilton, co-host of WMAL's Wise Investor Show. A good financial advisor can help you with your entire financial plan, including insurance. Give us a call today and learn how we can work with you.
To reach Simon, call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed, wise investor.
At the Big Screen Store, it's game on. Get 10% cash back on Samsung QLED TVs. Whoa. That's up to $450 in savings, plus guaranteed delivery before the big game. The Big Screen Store. At the Big Screen Store, our prices beat Best Buy and online guaranteed. Plus, we double the Samsung warranty, and you get delivery and installation installed by pros on your schedule. Not even Amazon can do that. The Big Screen Store. At the Big Screen Store, big game savings start now. Get three Samsung 4K TVs, 75-inch, 65-inch, and 50-inch. All three just $19.99. Whoa, only at the Big Screen Store. At the Big Screen Store, it's game on. Get 10% cash back on Samsung QLED TVs. Whoa. That's up to $450 in savings, plus guaranteed delivery before the big game. The Big Screen Store.
Have you been thinking of buying a home? Are you a first-time home buyer with lots of questions? The main question is, how do I even get started in this whole process? The way you begin is to tune in to the Underwriter's Corner on Sunday, 11 a.m. to the noon hour. Put any question you have directly to the underwriter at First Preference Mortgage. All the loan officers will also be available to talk to you one-on-one. This is one time you don't get voicemail. Getting pre-approved is free. There's no cost to you. Know what you're qualified for, how much money you will need out of your pocket, and what your monthly mortgage payment would be before you go out looking at houses. Join us on Sunday at 11 a.m. here at WMAL 105.9 FM, AM 630 WMAL. I look forward to talking with you on Sunday, 11 a.m. for the Underwriter's Corner.
Don't miss the Underwriter's Corner with host Bill Parisi, Sundays at 11, right here on WMAL.
Hey, business owners. Does your Wi-Fi ever slow down because of your customers? Do downloads lag when they stream videos? Ever tried to finish payroll while clients hog up your bandwidth? Then make the switch to Comcast Business. Our gig speed network is fast. And we go beyond fast when you add Wi-Fi Pro, which lets you allocate how much bandwidth you give to customers and your business. So while customers are busy streaming, emailing, and chatting, your employees can still be productive. Wi-Fi Pro on the nation's largest gig speed network. A great experience for your customers and your business. Switch to Comcast Business now for an amazing deal. Get 75 megabit internet for just $49.95 a month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines. Wi-Fi Pro available for an additional charge. Switch before March 3rd and get a $300 prepaid card, too. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offerings 3319. Restrictions apply. New business customers. Only 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra. Subject to change. Prepaid offerings 3319.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible, but since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up, and the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Andro400.com. President Trump at Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach this weekend, working on his State of the Union address with his chief speechwriter, Stephen Miller. We will have full coverage throughout the day on Tuesday, and of course the speech Tuesday night right here on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Get your shot at $1,000 four times a day. 4K a day on WMAL, a Cumulus station.